All right, and welcome to September 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully you're listening because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assemble this podcast out of a tool shed in my backyard, right next to San Diego, America's finest city. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Why? Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So definitely check out the website, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up and face the flags if we have one. Put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! America! And now on to today's headlines. America is nicknamed Uncle Sam. Johnny Gruel creates Raggedy Ann. Tupac is shot. And we'll talk about revolution news with the world's first submarine attack. All right, so now let's get started. 1813. America is nicknamed Uncle Sam. The roots of Uncle Sam date back to the War of 1812 as America renewed a sense of identity it started to lose after the Revolution. Samuel Wilson, known locally as Uncle Sam in his hometown of Troy, New York, owned a meatpacking firm that won the contract to feed the troops during the War of 1812. On the meat barrels, the letters U.S. were stamped on there, and since everyone knew who was feeding them, they associated those letters with Uncle Sam. The image of Uncle Sam changed dramatically over the years, much like America itself. In the late 1860s and early 70s, political cartoonist Thomas Nast drew a liking that didn't resemble the original Samuel Wilson at all. Nast gave Uncle Sam the white beard and stars and stripes suits he's wearing today. He's also the same guy, by the way, who created the modern image of Santa Claus as well as the symbol for the Democratic Party and Republican Party, a donkey and an elephant, respectively. The version we're all familiar with to this day came out in 1917, the one where Uncle Sam is pointing at us saying, "I want you for the U.S. Army." That was drawn by James Montgomery Flagg, an appropriate last name. In 1961, Congress recognized Samuel Wilson as the progenitor of America's national symbol of Uncle Sam. The town of Troy is named the home of Uncle Sam. And speaking of illustrations, 1915. Johnny Gruel patents Raggedy Ann. He came up with the design after giving his daughter Marcella a faceless doll he had found in the attic. Marcella loved it. So, he patented the doll on September 7th, 1915. Marcella unfortunately died of diphtheria at age 13. FDR's first Secretary of State, William Wooden, came up with some of the Raggedy Ann songs in memory of Marcella. Raggedy Andy would appear later in 1920. 1880, Geo Legowski patents a device to throw clay pigeons for trap shooters. And finally, 1996, Tupac gets shot in Las Vegas. His last words, according to the police sergeant who was there at the time, were, and I paraphrase, "F you." Actor and hip-hop artist Tupac and Death Row record founder Suge Knight were leaving a heavyweight title fight between Mike Tyson and Bruce Seldon when they got into a brawl with a member of the Crips named Orlando Anderson. Later that night, a white Cadillac rolled up in front of Knight and Tupac on the corner of Flamingo Road and Koval Lane and started shooting. Anderson is believed to have been the shooter, but that was never confirmed as he was shot dead in May of 1998. According to Forbes magazine, Tupac's estate is worth $15 million. BET called him the most influential rapper of all time. In 2012, a hologram version of Tupac showed up at a Snoop Dogg concert. And finally, 1776, the world's first submarine attack. American Sergeant David Bushnell designed the Turtle, while attending Yale, and Sergeant Ezra Lee piloted it in the American Revolution on September 7th and attempted to plant a bomb on the hull of Britain's HMS Eagle in the New York Harbor. He couldn't attach it properly, however. It fell off the boat and didn't do any damage. The Turtle was made out of wood and completely hand-operated. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, do you have any old classic photos of the original Uncle Sam's? Or at least some of them? If so, I'd love to see a copy of it. That would definitely make my day. Or what about that story about Tupac? There's a conspiracy out there that says he's down there with John Lennon in the South Pacific writing songs for Justin Bieber. I don't know if that's true or not. Or what about the turtle? Dude made a wooden keg into a hand-cranked amphibious weapon. Only in America. That's awesome. So yeah, let me know what you think about that and more. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Second Battle of Sabine Pass, the microwave oven, New Amsterdam, Oprah Winfrey, Star Trek, and the New York Yankees. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.